This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Run away.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Just a little fun on hump day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never noticed he did that with his voice until you told us he calls that his goat thing or whatever.
At first I thought it was just an effect they were throwing on there, but it turns out he's doing it. Run away, run away. Okay, we'll stop.
Watch that thing he did. What was it, like an hour of Nirvana covers?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I didn't even watch it, but I still think that's really cool that he pulled it off. A lot of people wrote and said he pulled it.
Right. Yeah, he's actually very impressive. I will say I sort of lumped him in with all new artists. You know, well, he sucks, talentless hack, whatever. And then I saw him on, I want to say like on the Grammys or something. And he was playing guitar and walking through and clearly doing it live. And since then, I paid a little more attention, and this album, I think, is great. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Post Malone. Now it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our midday girl, V Hale.
Wow, I didn't know she was our sponsor.
Don't miss my first time meeting V Hale via Zoom today at 9:15.
Yeah!
9:15, it's more like 9:45. Yeah, 9:15.
We're just doing a crosstalk with her, right?
Yeah, it's just a goodbye. And what's
come on, Nicole,
up?
Get it right.
My bad, I'm sorry.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Well, worry a little. Get it right next time. Thanks. Ow!
Wow, yikes.
Stop whipping me, Nicole. God.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone, here's what's happening. So for starters, it looks like the rain that's expected will happen tonight, and that'll actually bring us some snow as well. So not here locally, of course, but in Tahoe, and we could use it. Speaking of Tahoe, Mr. Tahoe, the Johnny Pod is up and ready. Wait, is it up?
Yep.
It's up. Mm-hmm. And they did a new one yesterday, and it is up and ready for you.
You can hear the new Christmas song. That's going to sweep the
nation.
Our studio. We'll play it for you tomorrow. It's really cute. It's very cute.
You know, Johnny's an Olympic hero.
Yeah.
He's an American hero.
And quite a singer, I'll say that.
So there you go. It's going to sweep the nation.
All right. You say.
All right.
It's got a little bit of a long intro and a little bit of a long outro.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not.
Come on. It's a little long. But I guess it's because I've heard it 40 times.
That's true.
You know, your husband worked really hard on
it. Really hard on it. I'd never tell him I said that.
Well, isn't he right behind the thing that's blocking
he's
us?
He's in bed. The kid's still in bed.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can never tell. And then
right,
other times
that's why
like,
I have the thing, so that no one can tell what's going on.
You look over to the side and you say something, and we're like, oh, John's sitting in. Except we can't see him. Nope. He doesn't have him. All right. Well, anyway, let me move on. So, the weather tonight, some rain, and there's that. I wanted to do this story first because I'm proud of this lady and I think it's an awesome accomplishment. And then I'll get to all the other stuff. A 74-year-old grandmom just graduated from college at the same time as her granddaughter.
Oh, that's great.
Pat Ormond decided to go back and finish her degree. She says she received her bachelor's degree in anthropology. Useless. But 42 years after taking her first college course in 1978, an incredible accomplishment. You know, there are tons of people out there who've said, I should have finished.
Yep.
Why? And I'm one of them. Why didn't I finish?
You think you'll ever go back, Vinny?
No way.
Will you be 74 years old and go back to school?
I won't. No. But that's
because... Probably be pretty good for your brain, wouldn't it? You know, kind of get back into that, into the homework mode. And
I do think that I've learned with maturity how to finish stuff.
Yeah.
So I do like learning.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I had my own grandkids. So I'm going to still be really busy.
Enjoy
in
them
my
now
70s.
While they're little.
I'll be going on college. I'll be checking college campuses. What do you call that?
Well, just
that?
Think when you're doing the college tour.
Yeah.
When you're 71, mm-hmm. Isla will be she'll be in her late 20s, right? She'll be 27, 28, and you know, you might see your own grandkids. Maybe she'll, or your great-grandkids. She'll be having your great-grandkids for you.
Whatever. The point is, I give this lady a lot of credit. This lady, let me see if I have it right. Hold on. She turned 75 this month, took her first college course. She only took one semester and then dropped out and moved to Tennessee. She spent the next several decades working as an accountant, raising a family, including the granddaughter's dad. While she did all that, she took an occasional course. But finally, after she retired, her family egged her on. Why don't you fit? You could totally. And she went and did it. She's now a college graduate after all these years at 74 years old.
And at Full On, she went back and did 4 years of school, huh?
Totally finished.
It's great.
She says she enjoyed all the interactions. She enjoyed the discussions. She said it was difficult, but she was glad to finish. And graduating with her granddaughter makes it that much more special. I think that's great. So I thought I'd mention that. Maybe some of you out there aren't looking at 2021 with bright eyes. I know 2020 stomped on our necks quite a bit.
Still all bruised up from it.
Yeah, but I could see that there's probably people who could get, you know, some inspiration from her. She's pretty awesome. That's
it is.
Great.
It's cool. I'm like you. I really have no desire to go back and do that. But I do think that continuing to be occupied and continuing to have things that you're working toward is incredibly important.
Well, what I really want to do, and I've been doing it and kind of at a staying still place. I want to learn my instrument, my guitar more.
Well,
but I haven't
that,
had
right?
time. Oh. I can't. What I find is you can't do that for 10 minutes and progress. You have to have time without interruption
right.
to really just, what do they call that, woodshed?
Yep.
So you just need to...
You're not woodshedding at 10 minutes. The whole point of a woodshed is I got in the shed, I've locked the door and blocked it with a log.
Right.
And I'm in there doing my thing.
So when my kids are a little older and busy with their friends, that's when I'll concentrate more on that, and that'll be my thing. I'm going to try and get my band back together and go do some gigs.
Oh, that'll be fun.
I'm totally doing it. So whether or not you want to come or have your band play too.
Oh, we would love to. Please invite us. We'll open for you guys any day.
No, you'll close. I open.
No.
I can't stay up that late.
Listen, you're definitely the main event, Vinny.
Get
out of
here.
We'll do a couple nice little songs, and then Vinny will come over and just writhe and wriggle all over the stage and rock out on his guitar.
What? Anyway, let me get to my next story. This is disgusting. A New Orleans judge sentenced a man who admitted to tricking women into changing his diapers by faking a disability.
Oh, you told us this. So say now they're going to sentence him?
So he only got probation.
What?
Yeah, it's disgusting. Rutledge Dias IV has to maintain employment and undergo internet addiction counseling and stay off social media and complete 400 hours of community service, which I will say is a lot.
It is.
But
okay, but still.
He fully convinced these women who were trying to get work that... So this guy calls these women on his own, pretending to be the brother of someone with disabilities.
Yeah.
Sets this babysitting job up, and then it's him. They actually end
up
showing...
So does he act like he's mentally challenged?
Yes. Yep.
And then, you know, goes, oopsie, hoo-hoo-hoo. I did a poopsie.
Yep.
And now they've got to clean this old guy ass.
He posed on babysitting apps as the brother of a man named Corey with mental and physical disabilities. He convinced women to treat Corey, of course it was him, as if he were a child. And then they, of course, would be stuck taking care of him in a way that is not right.
Oh, look at him. He's a. I actually expected him to be an older dude and be heavy set and... But he actually just looks like a young psycho. He looks like Stephen Miller's psycho brother.
Stephen Miller?
The guy from the Trump administration who looks like a freaking vampire.
Who knows who that is?
He's everywhere. Stephen Miller. He's the tool who hates immigrants and
yeah, he's creepy looking.
Yeah, would you say he's creepier looking than this guy or
yes, only because he's like balding.
Yeah.
Honey?
Those bald guys. Yeah, they do look super crazy. That is true.
I didn't like that, but
here's Stephen Miller.
Yeah,
this is the guy.
Here's a picture.
Yeah,
this guy doesn't look so creepy,
dude. He's creepy. You know what? You got to hear him talk. He is. Oh my God, he's the Crypt Keeper before the skin started flaying off his face.
He looks like a vampire character from Hotel Transylvania.
Yes,
at the animation.
And he never smiles, and he's always got some horrible thing coming out of his mouth.
Who are we talking about now?
Stephen Miller. This other guy, I'm going to say he's worse. That's tricking people into changing your diaper because you want to have your, as a grown man, have your legs thrown up over your head and your ass wiped. That is twisted.
One of his victims says, I used to believe that almost everyone in the world was inherently good. In this case, I was wrong.
It's a total. You were involved unknowingly in someone's fetish.
Yeah.
Ick. That's so gross. You know, I guess he can console himself knowing that when he gets really old, he will be able to get his diaper changed. You know, he'll probably go to the old folks' home at 55 and be like, "I can't. I just my hands don't work and my butt keeps pooping. Help me, change me.
My butt keeps pooping.
Keeps saying I can't make it to the hospital. Let me just
all by itself. It just happens into my diaper.
Just happens into my diaper. Can you change me, please?"
A 24-year-old woman named Brooke Averick from Haverford, Pennsylvania, posted on TikTok recently how the dating app Hinge just told her perfect match is her brother.
Ew.
Oh.
How would that be if you were suddenly single? And your brother John ends up being your perfect match.
Well, I'd be like, the algorithms on this site are off. Yeah, that's, you know, sometimes people are really close with a brother or a sister and, you know, have a lot of the same light. Like, I can see where that might happen.
Like you. My God, your brother lived with you for a couple years.
He didn't live with me. He had a condo nearby. He's, you know, I mean, yes, he did walk in at all hours of the day or night after stomping with his wet boots across my lawn and on up onto the deck and then slammed the door. And it didn't matter what time of day or night it was or who was home or whether or not he'd been invited. But yes, we got along great. So I can see where we'd get matched up on a site.
The things I do for love.
Oh, did I just anyway, drop him off on a cliff?
While she was on her TikTok video, she's saying how she's so bummed that she got this match with her brother. Of course, her brother sat there and made kissy faces at her and all of the other brother moves that you can think of and made it.
Well, it's like John says, guys will bang anything, you know.
That much worse. No, they won't bang their sisters, will they?
Some of them will. Some will. Yeah, sure.
I know your brother used to look at you naked, but I didn't.
No, he didn't. He wasn't one of those kind of brothers, but we have definitely, isn't there a whole brother-sister category of porn? I mean, have we never heard of the Dun-Dun-Dun-Dun-Dun-Caville where they're, you know, the incest is rampant? Come on. Wasn't even one of the Duggar kids? Wasn't one of the Duggar kids doing his sister or something, or trying to? Like
Merry Christmas!
Oh, okay. Oh, Merry Christmas it is. Incest. It's awesome.
The best places to celebrate include two Bay Area locations, so I'm doing this story.
Oh.
These rankings are based on 15 different factors, including coronavirus cases, Christmas tree farms, bakeries per capita, churches per capita, charitable donations, and more.
Okay.
And the top five cities to celebrate Christmas are Durham, North Carolina, then San Jose, California.
San Jose.
Yes. By the
San
way.
San Jose.
Yes. yesterday, right before I hit start on the movie Tenet, which I had to restart three more times, and then even after I saw it, I went, what did I just see? I had ESPN on, and they're like, for the first time, I think ever, San Jose State is not only undefeated, but made the top 25 college football rankings.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, my God, during COVID times, they're not even getting their due. It's such
sucks.
A bummer.
That sucks.
But congratulations, San Jose. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and on being a great place to celebrate the holidays.
And you've built a wonderful football program. That's awesome. Honolulu, Oakland, California comes in fourth. Oh. And then Raleigh, North Carolina, which I think Raleigh and Durham are like, aren't they known as Raleigh-Durham?
They are.
They're like,
well,
right
that's
next
the
to each
that's
other.
The airport, right? Raleigh-Durham.
Yeah.
Airport.
So anyway, San Jose and Oakland, high on the list of best places to celebrate the holidays. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Fremont.
Nice. No, you'd think, right? Mm. I mean, Fremont does keep coming
topping
up.
Topping all the list these days, Fremont.
How about a couple fast facts?
Hello, fast facts, Vinny.
An Indian classical music conductor named Zubin Mehta has the most Grammy nominations without a win at 18.
Oh. He's an Indian music... What is he?
He's an Indian classical music conductor.
Oh.
So he's the guy with the stick, right?
Yeah.
He's the stick guy.
So he conducts India's symphony orchestra, and he's been nominated a bunch of times?
18 times without a win.
Huh.
For the Grammys. Brian McKnight is second with 17 nominations and no wins.
Oh, Brian McKnight hasn't
third?
Won a...
Nope.
Who's third? Was no win.
Burn.
David Hasselhoff.
Right.
I'll give you a hint.
All right.
Gin and Juice.
Oh, Snoop Dogg.
Snoop is third with 16 nominations
no Grammys
and no
for
wins.
Snoop Dogg.
Huh. I'm surprised.
Me
he is
too.
Such a man of the people. Right?
Yeah. Yes. There's a lot of goodwill involved with with Snoop Dogg. I actually think
people love him.
Yeah. Golfers. Did he ever murder anyone? And I'm just forgetting about that.
No, he's been in a lot of trouble in his youth. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely he has. And he's overcome whatever it was he did. I'm sure there are a lot of people who could tell. You know how those people when they're young and they're like, man, that guy beat me up one time. I was just sitting there.
Money on my mind. Laid back.
I love that album that he was introduced on, The Chronic, so much. I listened to it, I don't know, a million times. It's excellent.
Is that
anyway.
The one with Snoop Doggy? Or is that after?
Is. I don't know. Now obviously he's got a million albums, so who knows? But
and 17, golfers, 16 nominations and no Grammys.
Right. Golfers who win the Masters get to keep their green jacket for a year.
Oh.
But then they have to return it. It gets put in a closet, and whenever they return to Augusta, it's in the coat check, and they get to go pick up their green jacket for their stay at Augusta.
Oh. Huh.
That's fun.
Yeah, that is kind of fun. And then you know, because what else are you going to do with a green jacket, I guess?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
It's like it's nice that they keep it. It's great.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 831 says, San Jose State, best record since 1939.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Go SJ.
You guys have been playing football since 1939, and you haven't had a serviceable team for this long?
Well, maybe they had a serviceable team. They were just undefeated. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, but I
could have still been a good team.
Really?
I don't know.
Made the top 25 and since I've been watching. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not helping. Let me move on.
Stop pointing out their flaws, Vinny. Let's celebrate them.
Sarah would match up with Tucker.
Oh, yeah.
No, me and Tucker.
Yeah, you and Tucker made out. I mean, you guys.
It's not your brother. It's your cousin, you know.
It's okay.
No, it's
also not
allowed.
The DNA is a little further apart. Makes it
slightly,
okay.
Just as, yeah.
No, it's okay.
No, it's not okay. And we didn't make out.
just touched
But I'm sure you'll continue to torture me about it. So I'll just lay back. I'm going to be laid back, sipping on gin and juice.
415 says, hitch match with Cousin Tucker. I'm not the one, by the way. I didn't bring this up. They did.
Good point, Vin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't have to read them. I have a feeling you leave certain texts out and go right for other ones. It's weird. It's just a feeling I have.
Oh, I leave some out. Mm. Have you guys talked about The Undoing? That's the movie. That's what my wife told me to watch. Not Unorthodox. Undoing. That's the one I'm supposed to watch.
Well, watch Unorthodox, too, because that's really good. But I watched the first episode of that, and I thought, nah. But everyone is saying it just is amazing.
It's got your boy in it. It says Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, as Vin would say, riveting. Yeah, yeah, right. I that's what Christina says. That's what I'm supposed to watch next.
All right.
So, but you didn't like it, huh?
Well, it's not that I didn't like it. The first episode was just, I was like, this is boring. But then something happens and now I'm like, okay, I guess maybe, but I can already see who did it. So,
oh, you can?
Well, John says.
So. Oh, boy.
He always gives everything away.
We better break. We'll be back with more texts right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.